Tell me about this event.
So El Pomar came up with the idea. They hired Walt Hecox, if you recall that name. He used to be a professor at Colorado College and do the report card of the Rockies on a regular basis. He'd have students research this kind of stuff. And he's always been very fascinated about trails and always fascinated about the economic impact our trails and open space system has on the Pikes Peak region. So this sort of was the seeds of the idea of doing this Pikes Peak Recreation and Tourism Heritage Series, and they offered us co-sponsorship. So I'm actually the moderator for the event. So what's neat about this is it's really going to take a look at why trails and open space matter in our region. Historically, you're going to have Matt Mayberry with Parks, our cultural with the museum, talk about, you know, that General Palmer purposely created these green spaces and this trail system, you know, Palmer Trail, Palmer Loop. He actually had that built. That's so cool. But so trails matter to him. They've mattered through our history. They matter now. We're going to look at what Fremont County is doing to improve their trail system, attract mountain bikers, and try to give their economy in Fremont County, Canyon City, a little bump. We're going to look at the Ring the Peak Trail, which is something my organization is involved in. If we could get a loop all the way around the peak, what might that do in terms of tourism, adventure hikers, all that other kind of cool stuff? And then we're going to look at the future. We're going to look at, you know, what is the vision for trails and open space? What are the challenges? We know that state parks is out of money. They are really challenged how they're going to take care of all the trails that lead up to all our 14ers in the state. Where are we going to find the dollars to do that? We're going to hear from GOCO about their vision for trails and open space.
What is GOCO?
I'm sorry, Greater Outdoors Colorado, which provides lottery money for a lot of these projects. We're going to hear from their team, their leadership, you know, what their vision is for how trails fits into the economy of the state. And we're going to hear from Governor Hickenlooper, who with his 16 and 16 trails project, which Ring the Peak is one of them, is very committed to trail connectivity and improved trails in our state. So again, it's looking at why trails matter and why trails matter from an economic standpoint.
It's surprising to me to hear that state parks is out of money in a state where we depend so heavily on outdoor recreation and tourism. What is known about the economic impact of open space, parks, and trails on the Colorado economy as a whole, and maybe more locally here in the Pikes Peak region?
And I'm going to learn it this Friday because we're going to get some of that information. So I don't necessarily have it now, but that's going to be part of the story, is what a big impact those things have. And you know that state parks was taken out of the budget and now they're supposed to take care of themselves with fees. And when you go into a state park, when you camp in a state park, those fees are used to support our state parks. It's not enough. You know, the fees are not enough to take care of those things. So they're looking at a future deficit where there's going to be a real challenge to not only building new, but to taking care of what they already have. So it all goes back to the same thing. With Tabor, it's, you know, we're really challenged to pay for these things that bring tourists and companies into our state.
And Tabor being the taxpayer bill of rights, which ratchets taxes down and forces them to a vote of the people if they're
right.
going to be raised.
Exactly. So, right. I mean, if you look at what we spend as a state on our state parks and trails compared to, you know, we're competing with states like Utah and other states around the country, Oregon, Washington, out east. Oh, my gosh, they're doing so much with building amazing trails because they know that'll bring tourists from around the country. You know, here we are positioned with some of the most amazing places in the country, in the world to see, and yet we're still not funding those things properly.
Ever think we should all just move to the mountains?